Dear Marion, you look very determined quite suddenly. Your eyes are sparkling.
That's because I've come to a decision, John.
That's what you're going to do?
Yes, with my life.
Your life?
John, this is the moment and I'm grasping it. I'm going out to get me a job.
The Layton Story. Jo's departure for abroad leaves her whole family lamenting, and Marion decides to face up to Harriet's challenge at once. That same afternoon, old Mrs. Barlow is knitting placidly on the veranda at Harbin's, while her son Silas occupies himself with a newspaper and an expensive cigar.
Silas? Silas?
What to say, Mother?
There's a fair in the village tomorrow. As a boy, you were crazy about fairs.
Now, Mother, we might as well understand each other. I'm positively going back to town tomorrow with young Higgins. It wouldn't alter my plans if the King of Siam was visiting the fair.
No, I really can't see why one more day...
No.
No way.
By one pretext or another, you've made me hang on here for the best part of a fortnight. And don't run away with the idea that I wasn't a waker.
Ah, but the fortnight's been useful, hasn't it?
No, I'm not saying it hasn't.
You told Tom only last night that you'd got this bridge assignment well under control.
I admit that.
In fact, much more so than if you'd been in your office, pestered by interruptions. And furthermore, you're looking better than you've looked in years. And
Mother, we leave tomorrow.
And Sibley is looking better.
No.
Oh, well, when?
And if you sulk, I'll go tonight.
Sulk? You cheeky young cunt. What's it to you that an old woman nearing death's door wants to see a bit of her only son and a granddaughter? And a son-in-law, too.
Nearing death's door, eh?
This poor old kicker of mine.
Mother.
Yes, my son.
The first time you used that particular pretext, I panicked. In fact, I called on Dr. Lansing to check up on it.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. And Dr. Lansing tells me you're as strong as an ox, with a heart that's probably stronger.
You little sneak, how dare you? How dare you check up on me?
Because you had it coming to you.
I ought to.
What's the joke?
The joke's on your grandmother, my girl.
Oh, Gretchen.
And we're still going back to town tomorrow.
Oh, Daddy.
And don't bat your eyes at me, Sybil. Tom's as anxious to get back as I am.
Well, you don't have to rub it in.
He's had just about enough of vegetating. Men like us can't afford it.
The captains of industry.
Exactly. Or at least I am. Tom's got what it takes to follow in my footsteps.
It can be very dull, Daddy, darling.
Oh, can it?
For the captain's women folk.
It can be darned lucrative for them, too.
No fun spending money on your own.
Now listen to me, my girl. When I said you could marry young Higgins, I was making the best of a bad job.
Now, Daddy...
I'm not going to pretend he's the sort I expected you to marry. Nothing against him, mind you. Except his beginnings, which I'm doing my level best to forget.
No, Silas.
Hold hard there, Mother. I'm speaking my piece. You might just as well get a few things straight before we go back tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. Be your usual tactful self.
I intend to be. Young Higgins... Higgins. Atrocious name, that. Mrs. Tom Higgins.
Oh, don't be so horrible, Daddy.
And still, that's beside the point. Well, he hasn't got a cracker to his name, apart from anything else. Well, not that you'll need it. Just the principle of the thing.
And exactly what is this leading up to?
He's getting the better end of the bargain, my girl. He knows it.
Oh, I trust you won't find it necessary to rub that in.
I trust I won't have cause to. He knows as well as I do he's fallen his feet, whether he admits it or not.
Daddy.
And I'll say this for him. He's prepared to work to make up for it. He's going to have to work hard. Very hard.
I can see the prospect is delightful.
You'd better face up to it, Sybil.
Will I get to see my fiancé at all, darling?
Off and on.
Why, thank you.
But work comes first.
First, last, and all the time.
I'm going to shift a few burdens onto his shoulders. Heaven knows I've carried him long enough.
Might be easier all round if he married Barlow and company instead of me.
He's marrying both, my girl, and don't be impertinent.
Oh, Daddy, can't you even begin to see my point of view about this?
Certainly I'm seeing it. I'm letting him marry him, aren't I?
That doesn't mean you've bought him body and soul.
I don't think you'll hear him kicking about it. It's been a stroke of luck for young Higgins getting engaged to the daughter of the biggest...
Oh, come friends, young Tom. We've all been wondering where you were. Come in.
Tom.
Where are you,
Mr. Barlow? Come in, boy. Don't stand there in the doorway.
I gather I'm interrupting the family conference.
Rubbish, rubbish. You're one of the family, sir.
Matter of fact, we're just talking about you.
Yes, sir?
Yes.
You might like to repeat what you were saying now I'm here.
Eh?
Oh, it wasn't important, Tom. And besides, I'm dying for a dip. It'll be our last. Now we're leaving tomorrow.
I think your father has something to say to me, Sybil.
Me? Oh, no. No, it'll keep. Run along and have your swim.
By
the way, Tom, I see that young friend of yours, Joe Layton, has sailed for abroad this morning.
Yes, sir. I knew she was going.
Oh, well, she's got a nice day for it. I see Harriet Forrest went along with a nice woman, Harriet. Went to pieces pretty badly after that son of hers was killed. I suppose that's the idea of taking the youngster along. It'll help her get her out of herself. Well, now, you two'd better run along before the sun gets down.
Coming, Tom?
All right. Coming.
I'll meet you outside in 5 minutes.
Well... You blithering idiot, Silas Marlowe.
Oh, confound it. How was I to know he should hear me?
Continually nipping crises in the bud. He's wearing me to the pieces. Who's to nip him when I'm not around anymore?
Oh, I said nothing but the truth, anyway. Well,
truth be dashed. Tom Higgins is no more a male gold digger than you are.
I didn't say he was.
Oh, yes, he was.
I do not.
Now, just listen to me, my lad. Meeting Tom Higgins is the best thing that ever happened to that spoilt brat of yours. Spoilt brat, I said. And spoilt brat, I meant. Between us, we've ruined her. At least, things were tending that way until she met Tom.
Now, Mother...
When she came down here with Tom, I don't mind telling you, it was the first time in years I've seen her act human.
What do you mean, human?
I mean like a nice, sweet young girl instead of the rich, spoiled brat. And I mean something else. It's the first time in years I've seen her humble.
Humble?
Yes, humble. Humble before at least one person in her life who couldn't be bought and wouldn't be bullied. Silas Barlow, if you mess up this marriage with your Captain of Industry Act, I'm finished with you.
Oh, I don't know what the deuce I'm supposed to have done.
Well, you'd better think about it.
I wouldn't care if it was law, Higgins. I don't propose to mind my P's and Q's every time I open my mouth.
If it was Lord Higgins, you wouldn't have to. Lord Higgins wouldn't have an inferiority complex. He was pretending wasn't there.
Confound it, Mother. Facts are facts.
They most certainly are. And the fact of the matter is, both Sybil and you are darned lucky to have Tom.
What?
Sybil, because he's a man in every sense of the word. And you, because you've got the son you've been after all your life.
Hmm.
Well, now, for goodness sake, boy, find out what's holding the afternoon tea up.
Oh, Granny. I hate to go.
Oh, well, get it over with.
Granny, thanks for everything.
You're on your own now, child. Watch Silas.
Leave me, I'll watch him like a hawk. What happens when I'm not around?
Well, we'll just have to hope that your guardian angel will do the watching, Miss Sybil.
Yes, Granny.
Watch yourself too, dear. Don't bounce.
Bounce, Tom? As if I dare.
Women who are trying to get a man and women who've got him are two totally different things, my girl.
I won't change.
You better not. And don't be too demanding. Your father's right about one thing. Work means a lot to Tom. Now respect his work. Take a back seat to it. Or at least pretend you.
I'll think that one over.
Well, you'd better. It's going to be a problem. You're bone idle, and he isn't. And Sybil.
Browning's waiting to say goodbye to you, Sybil.
Oh, poor old Browning. Well, why doesn't he come in here? Oh, I'll tell him.
Tell him I said to you. That'll fetch him. Well, Tom.
Mrs. Barlow. I've forgotten my speech again.
Oh, don't trouble with speeches, my boy. I know what you want to say.
I think you know everything.
I know enough to get by. And I'm glad to know you, my boy.
Thanks. Thanks for everything. That just about covers it.
Things aren't going to be easy when you get back. Hang on to Harbin's. Hang on to everything that's happened here.
You told me that before.
When you get mixed up and when you get mad and you're going to get in lots of times, hang on to Harbin's. And when things settle down a bit, well, come back here.
I hope I'll be able to.
I've been looking forward to it. You've got a friend here.
I know.
A couple of friends. Brownie will be dancing at your wedding in the not-too-distant future.
Look after yourself, Mrs. Barlow.
Trust me for that, Ned. And, Tom, don't take that son of mine too seriously. His bark's worse than his bite.
Mm. Is it, Mrs. Barlow?
We'll try and dance you. Think nothing of it. Tries to bounce everybody. Nothing personal in it.
Mr. Silas is coming downstairs now, ma'am.
Yeah, right you are, Brownie. Tom, looks like this is it.
Daddy says to get in the car.
You better scat, Miss Sybil. Your dad means business.
You know, he can't get away from here quickly enough. You and Granny ought to be flattered.
I know, Mr. Silas, miss. I know his way.
Well, we ought to, heaven knows.
Well, Mother, we're off.
See you come back, son, and soon.
Well, as to that, Tom and I expect to be pretty much tied up for quite a while. Hey, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Well, well, we've graduated from young Higgins to Tom. That's progress.
Well, goodbye, Mother. You come and see us.
Well, I might sit there. Goodbye, son. Tom?
Goodbye, Mrs. Barlow.
Oh, Granny.
Oh, no, now get along with you. And don't prolong the agony. And mind what I tell you. Get along to the car. Now, come on, all of you. Goodbye, Granny. Goodbye, Granny. Goodbye. Goodbye. Care of yourself. There they go. What do you mean, Browning, with you, silly? Speak up and say what's in your mind.
Think it's going to be all right, ma'am.
Hey? Oh. What a triangle. An arrogant, fussy father and a spoilt brat. And a stiff-necked young fellow with the pride of Lucifer and a cook for a mother.
Mr. Tom will have to love Miss Dibble a lot, ma'am.
You said it.
I mean, things was pretty easy down here at Harbin's, cut off from the world, like. But back in town...
Brownie, pack our bags.
What's that, Mrs. Barlow?
If they can't stay down here, we're going up there. I only hope to goodness we arrive in time.
Mrs. Barlow's misgivings about the workability of the triangle must be very strong. Is the triangle workable? Be listening for the next episode of The Layton Story. Written for Macquarie by Kay Keaveney and produced by Lawrence H. Cecil.